USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. Several countries are increasing restrictions due to a second wave of COVID-19 and new strains of coronavirus that have hit nearly three dozen countries. The Premier of New South Wales in Australia has extended a lockdown.
The stay-at-home provisions will be staying at this stage until the 9th of January, but I can say with some level of confidence that that is pretty much the worst-case scenario.
The state is requiring everyone wear masks and will issue a fine starting Monday to anyone not in compliance. The Tokyo Metropolitan Government is asking the central government to declare a new state of emergency. Thailand health authorities are recommending tougher restrictions, and the Philippines is banning travelers who have been in the U.S. from entering starting Sunday. Travelers arriving today must quarantine for 14 days. A winter storm has moved from the Midwest to the northeast of the U.S., dumping lots of snow, causing tens of thousands of power outages. This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life and a guarantee, it continues until March 1st and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021 from Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
The home of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has been vandalized. More from USA Radio's Mike Fortier.
Pelosi's San Francisco home covered in graffiti yesterday morning. Someone spray-painting cancel rent and we want everything on her garage door. A severed pig's head also found at the scene. A neighbor talks to local TV station KPIX5.
I don't think that this is a useful way to go about it, and it's a terrible start to this new year when we're hoping for less anger and hatred than we've had to deal with for the last year.
Pelosi in D.C. at the time, no one claiming responsibility.
The leader of an Islamist militant group blamed by the U.S. and India for the 2008 attacks in Mumbai that killed 166 people has been arrested for financing terrorism. Zakir-ur-Rahman Lavki is said to have been running a medical dispensary to run money for militant activities. The lone surviving gunman in the siege told interrogators that the assailants were in touch with Lavki. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
Top-ranked Alabama will play in the program's fifth college football championship game in six seasons after beating number 4 Notre Dame in the Rose Bowl. Their opponent, Ohio State. In the first Rose Bowl not played in Pasadena since World War II, the Crimson Tide took it to the Fighting Irish 31-14 at AT&T Stadium in Arlington, Texas. Alabama head coach Nick Saban.
We're excited about this. This was a great win for us. We knew this would be a tough game, and it certainly was. And, you know, we'll learn what we need to learn from it so that we have a chance to improve and get better.
Ohio State handed Clemson their second loss, 49-28. Buckeyes coach Ryan Day.
Very happy for this team after such a long journey to get here after last season. It's something that weighed heavy on us after this game.
7-0 Ohio State versus 12-0 Alabama. College football championship game on January 11th. In the NBA Friday, the Mavericks over the Heat 93-83. Grizzlies top the Hornets 108-93. Pistons hold off the Celtics 96-93. Hawks get by the Nets 114-96. Wizards take down the Timberwolves 130-109. Bucks all over the Bulls 126-96. Lakers beat the Spurs 109-103. It was the Jazz 106, Clippers 100. Suns edge the Nuggets 106-103. And the Trailblazers blow out the Warriors in San Francisco 123-98. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.